The three agencies acknowledge that hunger levels have risen due to protracted conflict that led to reduced food production and constantly disrupted livelihoods. This, according to FAO, UNICEF, and WFP, was worsened by economic collapse, which impacted markets and trade, making them unable to compensate for the decrease in local food production. Here is Dr. Serge Tissot, the Food and Agriculture Organization representative in the country.
There is a gap, an important gap in terms of crop production. Where is the area mostly affected by this gap is Greater Equatoria in comparison with previous year. In 2014, the production in Greater Equatoria was around 560,000 metric tons. Last year, only 260,000 metric tons. So there is a gap of 300,000 metric tons in Greater Equatoria. So you can see here directly the impact of the lack of security in this area. And due to this lack of security, many farmers are not on duty anymore. For the other area of the country, of course, they are still affected by the conflict, in particular upon Nile. Bart and Ghazal last year was quite stable in terms of crop production. So we can only advocate for peace and stability to rehabilitate the crop production everywhere in the country.
Andrea Sally, UNICEF Deputy Representative, noted that food shortages could put lives of children at risk.
The impact of these critical food shortages will be devastating to children. Malnutrition rates could increase alarmingly, and if that happens, children will die. In the worst case scenario, a large-scale catastrophe leading to famine cannot be ruled out if aid does not reach those in need. We cannot allow this to happen. So what do we need to avert tragedy? But most importantly, we need to be able to reach those who are suffering the most.
On his part, World Food Program Deputy Country Director Steve Subuga says WFP organization is preparing to reach 4.8 million people in dire need for humanitarian assistance. He says more than $300 million is needed between February and July 2018 to avert humanitarian situation in the country. Subuga calls on the parties to the conflict to expedite the revitalization of the peace agreement process in order to resolve the ongoing conflict in the country.
With partners, we are preparing to mount a similar response and hope to reach 4.8 million people who are struggling to put food on the table. While many donors contributed in invaluable support, WFP still requires over $300 million to provide food and nutrition assistance between now and July 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, while appealing to the international community to step up and ensure that we can continue to reach families who are struggling to survive in South Sudan, we renew our call at all parties to the conflict to ensure full and unhindered access to the affected population. However, humanitarian assistance alone is not the solution to the issues at hand. Only a political solution can provide peace, the peace that is so desperately needed for people to rebuild their lives and livelihoods.
Last year, FAO, WFP, UNICEF and their partners rolled out their largest ever aid campaign, Saving Lives and Containing Famine. In 2017, agency partners conducted more than 135 rapid humanitarian missions to the most hard-to-reach areas, providing life-saving assistance to over 1.8 million people. Soro Charles Elisha, reporting for Miraya Breakfast Show.